This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A big recall linked to Tesla's autopilot system. The AP's Donna Warder.
Almost all Tesla vehicles sold in the U.S. are now under recall. Tesla is recalling more than 2 million vehicles to fix a defective autopilot system that's supposed to ensure that drivers are paying attention. The recall comes following a two-year investigation by U.S. auto safety regulators into a series of crashes that happened while the autopilot partially automated driving system was in use. Some of those crashes were deadly. Documents posted by regulators say that Tesla is sending out a software update that includes additional controls and alerts. Some vehicles were already sent the software update on Tuesday. I'm Donna Warder.
It's a lifeline, not a finish line. That's how one UN official describes the agreement this morning at the COP28 climate talks. It says the world has to move away from planet-warming fossil fuels, but it does not seek a phase-out of fossil fuels, which many nations wanted. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Instead, the deal calls for transitioning away from fossil fuels in energy systems in a just, orderly, and equitable manner. The small print suggests the transition will be done in a way that gets the world to net zero greenhouse gas emissions in 2050 and follows the dictates of climate science. It projects a world peaking its ever-growing carbon pollution by the year 2025 to reach its agreed-upon threshold, but it gives wiggle room to individual nations like China to peak later.
The AP's Charles de Ledesma reporting. Israeli media report that Palestinian militants have ambushed Israeli troops in a Gaza City neighborhood, killing at least 9 of them. Today, President Biden will talk with the families of 8 Americans believed to have been taken captive by Hamas when it attacked Israel on October 7th. This is AP News. There's new word on what's being done to prevent drivers from driving drunk.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is taking the first step toward requiring devices in vehicles that prevent drunk or impaired driving. The devices were required in the bipartisan infrastructure law passed by Congress in 2021. That year, more than 13,000 people were killed in drunk driving crashes. NHTSA and a group of 16 automakers have been jointly funding research into technology that would automatically test a driver's breath for alcohol and stop a vehicle from moving if the driver is impaired. The driver wouldn't have to blow into a tube. A sensor would check their breath. Another company is working on light technology that could test for blood alcohol in a person's finger. It can take years for a regulation to make its way through the process. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Dow added 173 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.